We have Lori standing by on line one, and just before we go, I want to give your slogan out. If you don't save, you don't pay. Let's go to line one and talk with Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi there.
Hi.
In terms of EI maternity benefits and that kind of thing, like if you're paying in and you're a family member that isn't eligible and you go on mat leave, does that mean you're not eligible for
Let me tell you how mat leave works. Okay. The whole design of the system was surrounded around people trying to catch cheaters, okay?
Yeah.
Catch people that are laying themselves or their family members off so that the government wouldn't have to pay out. When you collect mat leave, you can't really lie, you know? You're either having a baby or you're not. So there's a little bit less strenuous of a review done. They're not looking for people that are cheating at that point because they're going, oh, well, okay, you got a baby. So obviously you're, so a lot of related family members are actually, they make and are eligible to collect maternity, but I have seen on a lot of occasions, because, you know, now we're talking about bureaucracy, where one person views it yes and one person views it no. It depends on who ends up with your file. I've seen people paid out maternity. I've seen them have to pay it back.
Oh, my God.
Yo, yeah. And I've seen them actually charge interest and double it as penalties because you get the wrong person who... You have to understand that although it's designed to catch cheaters, when it gets down and dirty into the wording of it, what they actually do is they try to find the similarities and differences between you and an unrelated employee. Even though that has nothing to do with whether you're cheating, what they're saying is that if, for example, and this is how it gets really gray, if you were to say come in on weekends to deal with mowing the company's lawn,
right?
They would say, well, normal employees wouldn't do that, so you're not eligible. Now, when you go to claim maternity and they find that out, they could deny you your maternity benefits because you went in on weekends or didn't collect overtime pay or blah. There's
right.
a million
it's
reasons.
Something, right, it's something that normal employee would be expected to do.
Exactly, and
goodness.
And now it depends on who you get. One person might do a thorough review. The next guy might say, oh, look at the cute baby. Here's your EI. Know what I'm saying? So
holy Hannah.
It's totally at their discretion. And I'm not saying that like everybody's like that.
No, but it's like anything where you're dealing with human beings. It's interpretation and perception of how it should be interpreted and all that.
If you want to gamble, whether or not you're eligible for employment insurance and when you're related, that's what you're doing when you're paying EI. What I'm doing for people, and I'm helping people, is get out of the system when you're related. So you don't pay anymore. You can take that money, you put it into your RRSP, or you put it into your bank account, and there it is when you need it for maternity, or there it is when you actually have a business interruption. You've got some money in your pocket, because that EI system is not necessarily there for you.
That really makes sense, and I can understand why you would need someone who has that expert knowledge to walk you through that, because otherwise it could be a real minefield.
Absolutely. There you go. And speaking of minefields, that's exactly what you'd be walking into, Lori. I appreciate the call. Write this number down. It's 1-888-999-2221. 1-888-999-2221.
That's easy. Okay,
thanks
thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye
okay, bye now.
All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff in Manatee, and you too, if you want to give us a call at 521-8255. Star.